Okay, I am Kinelo Raphesu. I am 23 years of age and I'm based in the Vaal Triangle. I farm with cattle, pigs, and crops. Our farm is in Kolfontein on the R54 road to Potchefstroom. I'm a student as well. My first degree is economics and international trade, and I'm currently doing behavioral science with labor relations. Also did some training with the ethnic group regarding farming. My dad has been a farmer for a very long time, so I learned everything about farming from my dad. He started at a very young age. Wherever he went, I was there with him. It's auctions, it's meetings, whatever. So everything from farming I learned from my dad. Honestly, in terms of career-wise, I never thought that I'll be a farmer. I wanted to be an economist, but because I spent a lot of time on the farm, I grew to love it. I learned a lot of things, and I thought as well, I might as well just do it because it's something that I love and I'm passionate about. Already, my dad had cows, so that's when I decided let's do something different. Let's bring in pigs. My mom started chickens, but it didn't end well, so we brought in pigs and. No, we wanted to experiment the other side of livestock farming, and it grew well, and we're doing well with the pigs as well. Honestly, when it comes to agriculture, it's a food security industry. It will never end. We need it more than anything. And for me on the farm, I wanted a feedlot. Mostly that's my future. I want a feedlot. I want to provide meat. I want to supply meat to butcheries, abattoirs, and so forth. For young people, honestly, most people don't think agriculture as a career, but that's the best career ever. And mostly females, you know, it's male dominated, I would say. We don't have a lot of females and youngsters. You know, I would say they should take this path. It's most amazing, but it requires a lot of hard work and a lot of patience. You cannot plant today and expect the outcome tomorrow. You have to wait, you have to be patient. It has been hard, especially within the past few months, especially with COVID, but I've learned to strive forward. I've learned to stay focused. I've learned to encourage myself along the way, and I've learned to be mostly patient.